John McKay's midfielder, Carl Beckford, after this afternoon's 2-1 win at Canvey Island. Carl, it's your first start today in the team. What a great result to mark that 2-1 away at a team who were third in the league.
Yeah, it was a good result to come all this way and to come and get a result. A draw would have been a good result, but to come and win and continue our run is what we're trying to do, really. Keep winning, get as much wins as possible and take it as far as we can, really.
As you say, you look at the table this morning, we were third from bottom, they were third from top. Would you have taken a draw? Is that the message the manager drilled into you? Or is he go for the win?
Yeah, we've got to try and win every game. I was just thinking, if we come here and got a draw, it's not a bad result, being them third in the league and us third from bottom. But it's way too early to start looking at the league right now. I mean, what are we, 7-8 games into the league? So there's a long way to go. And the league table's lying to everybody right now. So it won't be like this at the end of the season, I doubt very much.
There's a lot of corners flying into our box the last 10 minutes. How well did the defence do to shore up the result there?
Yeah, I wasn't panicking, but when I was off the pitch and all them corners were coming into the box, I was starting to panic.
Welcome to our world.
Exactly. I thought they were gonna score, to be honest, but the defence, not just the defence, everyone who was on the pitch at that time, because we had all 11 men in the box, done really, really well to stop them from scoring, because they threw everything at us the last 10 minutes, and credit to the team.
I've just chatted to the manager, he said that he thought Des Boateng had a brilliant game. How did you rate his 45 minute performance?
Des is a great lad. He does all the ugly stuff that not a lot of people who think they're players want to do, so he come on and shored us up quite a lot as well. So he's come on and done great since he's been here. We come the same time, really, and he's been tremendous. He come on 45 today and was one of the better players, to be fair to him.
What was your take on the incident when Des was through on goal and hauled down by their left back? Should they have finished the game with 10 men?
To be fair, I think they should have finished the game with 10 men, but Des going through, that's not his strength. But I knew that something was going to, either he was going to lash it all the way over or he was going to get fouled, and he got fouled, and to be fair, he should have went. He was the last man.
If they had nicked an equaliser, then it would have been disappointing though, Nick, because we could have been 3 or 4 up by the closing 10 minutes.
As I said, before the game, I was thinking a draw would have been a good result. But as you watch the game and you played that well for 85 minutes, if they would have nicked a draw, it would have almost felt like a loss. Because, as you said, we could have been 4 or 5 up. Without being disrespectful to them, we could have been 4 or 5 up.
You've been here for 5 games now. We had an awful start to the season, unbeaten since you've arrived, and a few others. What's your assessment of the team that the manager's building right now?
I think it's good. I've not been here for before, obviously, when we were losing all the games, but since I've been here, the team spirit's been tremendous. And the manager's been great to all the players, and especially to me. So when you get on those four lines, you just got to work hard for each other, really. And I feel that's what we've done. That's the most important thing. We've worked hard for each other, and hard work pays off, and it has done so far. Long may it continue.
And what's the spirit like in the dressing room? Is the banter good in there?
Yeah, it's good. We've got a great bunch of lads here, and I'm really enjoying it. As I said, I don't really know them too well, but the four or five weeks I've been here, it's been superb, and I feel like I'm fitting in quite well. So all the lads are cool, to be fair to them. They're good lads.
You looking forward to the game on Monday, hoping for another start?
Yeah, I hope so. I feel like for my first game back, I feel like I done well. I've done a little bit of a job for the team, playing not out wide, but looking after their left winger, who was a decent player. When I got on the ball, I felt like I done all right and tried to make things happen. So hopefully another start on Monday and just continue from there, get my fitness up to where I think it should be, and sky's the limit.
You mentioned that you did a job for the team, sort of coming out wide. Where do you prefer to play? Through the middle?
Yeah, through the middle. Central, really. It's central. I don't mind playing out wide, as long as I'm getting on the ball and trying to make things happen, then I'm all right. I'm cool.